You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is Thursday, May 13th, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. If it's Thursday, that means only one thing. 24/7 Sports Director of Recruiting, Steve Wolfong, is here. He has a medium daily warrior in his hand. The sun is shining. Steve, how goes it?
Maintaining, Daniel. We're sending this sun in 60-degree weather down I-70 through Dayton. On the way to Columbus, man, but I wouldn't mind some 80s and 90s here soon. We got this thing called the Indianapolis 500 at the end of the month, and I like going to that when it's 90. I actually like it when it's blistering hot. I just don't feel like we're pacing that way right now.
There's no way to know in Ohio, I can tell you that much. We've gone through spring, summer, and winter in 12-hour stretches here. There is news on the Ohio State front, though, that we must share with you. Tyreek Johnson, defensive back, has entered the transfer portal for Ohio State. We have several stories on that you want to check out. We are also on transfer watch. USC linebacker Pelé Gaetoti, obviously a guy they recruited heavily the first time around. Now that Henry Toto has committed to Alabama, there is some thought that Ohio State will add the USC linebacker. Speaking of Gaetoti, he was a graduate of Bishop Gorman High School in Las Vegas, Nevada. And if you look at the site right now, Mark Porter has done a review of Zion Branch, safety, prototypical size. Let's talk about him for a minute here. Your thoughts on Branch and how Ohio State feels about him. And if the feeling is mutual, take us away.
Yeah, he's been a top target for the Buckeyes for the entire cycle. And I think Ohio State's in terrific position going into the official visits. You got Ohio State, they're a major contender. USC is in the mix, and Oregon and I believe Arizona State. But I think that Ohio State's done a really good job of recruiting him and his family, and they're in a strong spot going into the visits. If he picked Ohio State, I would not be surprised.
Much like Gaetoti, he'll know people on Ohio State's team. Haskell Garrett is actually Gaetoti's cousin, the Gorman graduate. So there's some school pride there that may work in our favor. All right, let's get to some interesting events. You threw a crystal ball for Ohio State recently. Others have followed, including Alan True, your Midwest recruiting compatriot for 24/7 Sports. Caleb Brown, Brian Hartline gets another one, this time out of Chicago. Tell us about the player and why you crystal balled him to Ohio State.
Yeah, and Alan True's been on this one for a while, too. He's been feeling Ohio State had the edge as well. I've seen Caleb Brown a couple times this offseason, seen him a ton over the course of his high school career playing for the Midwest Boom 7-on-7 team. And he's just been one of the more explosive receivers in the Midwest over the last couple years in that setting. Played some running back in high school. He's actually built like a running back physically. And he'd be ready to play right away in that mold at Ohio State from a physical standpoint if he does pick the Buckeyes. But just talking to him, talking to people around him for a while, Ohio State's been the one to beat. And then catching wind that he's going to visit, in early June. I think Ohio State may push to get him in the fold here next month, so we'll see how that goes.
Who else is in the mix?
Michigan and Notre Dame are schools that he always mentions. He's mentioned having interest in Alabama before, too. I think Ohio State's the clear one to beat as it stands now, so we'll see how it shakes out here in June.
Standard Midwest elite battle there. Let's move on to another name who they are not going to get. Let's just confirm this. They recruited Toriano Pride heavily, but the defensive back seems headed to play for Dabo.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that he would have to have an official visit to Ohio State that was an absolute game changer for him to go anywhere but Clemson.
You wrote about some other guys I want to touch on, one of whom is a running back. If you could talk about Omarion Hampton and then kind of where he fits into running back recruiting for this cycle, we'd appreciate it.
Well, he's a guy that Ohio State loves, and they're going to bring him in on official. And the Buckeyes could take two if that two's Dallin Hayden and O'Marrion Hampton. I love where the Buckeyes stand with Dallin Hayden. I think they're the ones to beat going into June officials with Notre Dame and Ohio State. But O'Marrion Hampton has great interest in the Buckeyes, and his dad told me that he talks to Tony Alford sometimes twice a day, so that'll show you the kind of interest Ohio State has. There might not be a more bruising running back in this class than O'Marrion Hampton. He is just kind of a machine, and he can run. He is a guy that, you know, is a downhill, just massive physical running back. And Ohio State's battling North Carolina, of course. Maybe I'd give them the edge, but I don't know if that's accurate. Penn State's in the thick of it. He's going to take an official to Ohio State and Penn State. I think those are the top three. Florida and Auburn are also in line for official visits, so those are the contenders right now.
We're going to take a quick break, come back, talk about Arch Manning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we are back. We'll get to the aforementioned T's name in just a sec. But first, another receiver on the radar for Ohio State. And we know what that means. It's a very good chance they're going to get any receiver they go after at this point, thanks to Brian Hartline et al. Landon Sampson.
Yeah, so Landon Sampson had a big junior year catching some of those passes from Quinn Ewers when he was healthy, and got a track time, I think a low 1,100-meter dash time from early in his career, so he can run and he can make plays. And right now I like Nebraska for Landon Sampson. He went to Nebraska's spring game, and he's locked in for an official the first weekend of June. But he's coming up to Ohio State unofficially the last weekend of June. That's the Buckeyes' big recruiting weekend. Obviously, Quinn will be part of that. And I think Ohio State has him on the board as a potential offer. So we'll see how it goes in June. Again, you got Caleb Brown in play. You already have Caleb Burton and Kion Grace committed. So that's a hell of a duo. And then you're in it for Caleb Brown. You're still recruiting Kojo Antwi. But Landon Sampson is someone that I think that they think can play at Ohio State. And they also have a kid in Virginia they're keeping close tabs on alongside Sampson and Andre Green, who put on a show at the recent Baltimore Under Armour.
Landon Sampson certainly has a Power 5 name, if nothing else. All right, let's get to it. Arch Manning, Cooper Manning's son, Peyton Manning's nephew, Eli Manning's nephew, at Isadore Newman in New Orleans, as was all three Manning brothers. This guy is going to be the most recruited player of the cycle. You know, I've argued on the boards. Everyone assumes he's going to stay in the South, going to go to Mississippi like his dad and his grandfather. He's going to go to Tennessee to follow Peyton. But we were discussing this before the show. Ohio State really does have everything a quarterback is looking for these days. They're going to get a visit, and I think they're going to have a chance to get him. I'm not saying they have more than a lottery pick chance. I do think Ohio State will be in the mix. Am I being overly optimistic?
No, one of the first things his dad said to me this week when we talked is, Arch has no idea what he's going to do. And I believe him, man. I mean, people that think that he's going to just do what his family did, it's not accurate. He's going through his own process looking for the best fit for him. Football has changed over the last 20 years or so, or however long it was since his dad and, you know, uncles played college football. This is his journey and this is his time, and he's looking for the best fit for him. And his dad's like, he doesn't know what he likes and he doesn't know what he doesn't like right now. And so what we do know is that he does want to visit Ohio State and Notre Dame in the Midwest. We know that he wants to visit Stanford and USC out West. And we know that he has visits locked into Clemson for their camp the first week of June. He's going to go to Texas and see SMU while he's down there the next week. And then he's going to go to Alabama the third week and Georgia the fourth week. But this recruitment is nowhere close to being over. He's going to maybe take some more self-guided visits in July. Then obviously you get a week open in July. And he wants to go to some games in the fall. And so I think when it's all said and done, the real contenders in this recruitment will get Arch Manning on campus more than once. And this thing's a marathon. And I think quarterback development is one of the obvious things that he's looking for. He wants to go to a place where he can have great teammates and fun playing football. And so I think that Ohio State's going to check a lot of boxes, and he's going to come to campus, and you know, we'll see what he thinks.
The number one quarterback in the country not named Arch Manning, I would assume right now, will be Quinn Ewers, and we know where he chose. Ryan Day has a chance to pull this off. Whatever back channel work he needs to do, let's get that done. We appreciate Steve stopping by. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Take care, y'all. See you on the front row.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.